Claims and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you here on AM 1220, The Word, until 2 o'clock here this afternoon. Hope you'll be able to join in the conversation, and if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we invite you to give a call. The telephone line is open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we can get you on the air with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer here this morning, or this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do pray that you would bless our time. Thank you for a beautiful day today, and we do thank you for the opportunity to be on the air once more, and I just pray that we could be a blessing, encouragement to somebody, and point people to Christ, point people to the Word of God, help people to see that it's reasonable to believe your Word. And I just pray that you bless now, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as a coming before you today, thinking a couple things happening out there real quick. If you haven't heard about it, later this afternoon, about, I guess, around 5 or so, or a little after 5 Eastern time, there's an asteroid that's supposed to come near the Earth. Actually, it's further out than the moon where it passes, but about 3.6 million miles and about 15 times as far away from us as the moon is. Even though in astronomical terms, it's a near miss, I guess a little before 5 o'clock here this afternoon, it's supposed to do that. And the surprising thing is it's gotten a little bit closer. I think it's about a mile and a half, 1.7 miles long, something in that range. And they detected it's got a smaller asteroid that's actually orbiting around this bigger one. And so, of course, the astronomers are all excited about that. They're going to be watching as it goes by. And you see things like this, and naturally, of course, people wonder every once in a while, is this something that could endanger the Earth? Is this something we need to be aware of? And I think it's good that we're keeping an eye out for these things. We know, of course, in Revelation, there's a series of meteors that shower the Earth, and even I think some larger ones, and possibly even a comet. You got Wormwood and different things like that in Revelation. But it'll be interesting to see some of the pictures that they're going to get as they go by. They're trying to map it and take some pictures of it. So it'd be interesting to see that when they come out. But that's one thing. Watch out for. And then of course continuing. Events in the Middle East, certainly the situation between Israel and Syria is not slowing down or relaxing or anything. The tension continues to go up. The Russian anti-aircraft or surface-to-air missiles, I guess, and things that have been brought into Syria that they're worried might be trained on Israel. Continue to ratchet up some of the tension over there, and we certainly need to pray for the situation in the Middle East, and so we certainly encourage people to pray for that. And then, of course, the continual spat of bad weather and tornadoes hitting the Midwest and the south part of the country, southern part of the Midwestern states down in Oklahoma and all, and I certainly pray for the people that are there as these various systems keep working their way through, and I can't help but think that we'd be doing a lot better if our country was a little more favorably inclined to Israel than it currently happens to be right now. Well, just to touch on a couple of those things there real quick, what I wanted to get into here today actually is getting back to discussing some doctrinal issues, and I've been talking about that. And I'm talking about it because I believe that doctrine is extremely important, And we live in, I believe, the Laodicean church age. If you look at Revelation chapter 3, you can read about the Laodicean church age where God or Jesus is addressing the Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 15. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And he continues to discuss their spiritual poverty and in there in Laodicea, there in Revelation chapter 3. And I just use that to springboard over here to, of course, where we've been looking at here several times now in 2 Timothy in chapter 3, where he says in verse 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And then, of course, as we got down into chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, he reminds us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and verse 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And that's the day that we live in, that Laodicean church age, that day that we live in today, when people do not want to endure sound doctrine. They don't want to listen to the sound teachings of the Word of God. Instead, they're heaping to themselves teachers having itching ears, turning their ears from the truth of God's Word, turning unto fables. And that's unfortunately where we live. That's one of the reasons I'm trying to emphasize this issue here over these last couple of weeks. The Bible warns about that. And we need to understand that doctrine is important. It's doctrine that keeps us straight. When we understand what the Bible teaches, we're understanding sound doctrine. But I can remember when I was in the Air Force, we had there was a small missions church outside of our base, and that's where actually I rededicated my life to the Lord. I was called to preach while there, and surrendered to God's will in that area. And we had some people that came in, and they had come from the States. They'd been in England for a short period of time there at the base I was stationed at, and they had been going to the chapel services on base. And they said that they went to the chapel services because they heard that the one chaplain was a Baptist, and they came from a Baptist background. So they went there, found out that the chaplain, she was American Baptist, and they thought, well, you know, how much different can it be? And they attended the services, and they noticed that she never seemed to read from the Bible during the services there in the chapel, the base chapel. And, you know, they were used to carrying their Bibles, and they never had an opportunity to open them because she didn't read from the Bible herself. And then the next week, they noticed that nobody else seemed to be bringing Bibles. And then they, I think it was about the third week, they realized that they were the only ones bringing Bibles, and that people were looking at them funny because they brought their Bible to the chapel services on Sunday for a church, you know, for a church service, a worship service. And they stopped bringing their Bibles too because nobody else did, and the chaplain wasn't using her Bible at all to speak of, and maybe alluding to it a little bit. And then they found out about our church off base, and they came, and they were excited to find a church where not only did the missionary, who was the missionary pastor of the church, not only did he actually bring a Bible into the pulpit, but he actually opened it, he read from it, he taught from it, he gave the sense of it, and explained it, and he preached the word, just like Paul told Timothy here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. And they looked around, and they noticed that everybody else was bringing Bibles, and people had their Bibles open on their laps. They were going through. They were following along with the missionary, and they were making notes in their Bibles. And, you know, if you're looking for a good church, and I know the weekend's coming up, and a lot of times people are looking for a church. They move into an area. They're not looking for a church. Might I suggest that if you go into a church and nobody's carrying a Bible, that might be a warning? Might I suggest that if the pastor doesn't use the Bible much themselves, that might be a red flag? Might I suggest that you look for a church where they actually take a Bible and the pastor actually opens it from the pulpit and reads the Word of God and says, thus saith the Lord? Might I suggest that you would want a church where the people in the pews are following along in their Bibles and even perhaps taking notes in their Bibles? I remember talking to somebody one time, and she saw that I had some marks in my Bible, and she wanted to see. And she goes, oh, how could you deface your Bible like that? Keep in mind, she didn't use her Bible much at all, but she thought that you couldn't write in it. I said, well, it's like a textbook. It's an instruction manual. And you've probably heard the breakdown of Bible, B-I-B-L-E, as basic instructions before leaving earth. And I said, it's like an instruction manual, and I put notes in there so that I can understand it better and I can learn from it better. And, you know, that's an amazing thing. There are a lot of people in a lot of churches claiming to be Christians, and they don't read the Bible. They don't take the time to open up God's Word. And the Bible is important. And as Paul said, it's we're to preach the Word. It'd be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. That's because if you preach the Word of God, you're going to preach doctrine. As he said in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, we need to understand the Bible. We need to learn the Bible. We need to read the Bible. We need to study the Word of God. And that's our textbook. That's what we need to be preaching out of in our churches, teaching out of in our Sunday school classes. 2 Timothy chapter 2, again, Paul said in verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so we can see that doctrine is exceedingly important. Yet we live in a day when people don't want to hear sound doctrine. One of the reasons that we do this radio program is hopefully to be able to communicate some of the doctrines of the Word of God. And some of the things that we talk about, we hopefully try to correct misunderstandings and help people to understand more complicated truths and doctrines out of the Word of God. Certainly, the doctrine of salvation is certainly one of the most important things. When we understand that the Bible clearly teaches that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, when we understand that that we have a sin nature and that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for our sins, and we begin to explain that to people and the importance of having a salvation experience, the importance of being what Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, born again. And it's a very important doctrine. In fact, Nicodemus was a religious leader of the Jews. And it says in John chapter 3, verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. And so this is a man that was supposed to know doctrine, and yet he didn't understand his most basic need and what the teaching of the Word of God was in relation to his sin nature and his need for a Savior. And that's where Jesus answers him there in verse 3 and says, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so he then goes on to explain to Nicodemus this doctrine of being born again. Now, people get scared with that word doctrine, but it simply means a teaching or instruction. So that's how we explain a system of belief, get people to understand it. We teach doctrine. I think I said last week, if you went to school, you would learn the doctrines of mathematics so that you could progress from simple addition and subtraction to multiplication and division, get into fractions and decimals, and eventually on to algebra and trigonometry and geography and calculus and all these other things. But you have to learn the doctrines of mathematics in order to progress onto those things. And it starts with the doctrine of salvation. That's where we start. We progress on from that as Jesus began with Nicodemus, because you're not going to understand the rest of the doctrines of this book unless you understand salvation. And that's partly because the Bible says that people's minds are blinded in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, certainly blinded, and it's the God of this world in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, where he says, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. And so we have to speak the word of God in truth. We have to open it up to them. The Bible is a spiritual book for a spiritual people, and we need the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, and we need the Holy Spirit in our heart as the Spirit of God makes the Word of God available to us. And these things are spiritual things that are spiritually discerned. And the natural man, that's the unsaved self, the natural man cannot receive spiritual truths unless, of course, the Holy Spirit opens them up and reveals these things to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. He goes on to say here in verse 12, Now have we received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And when you're unsaved, you are spiritually dead. You cannot discern spiritual things. The dead do not understand what the living are doing, because they're dead. And you need to be spiritually alive in order to understand the spiritual truths of the Word of God. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we've got a few minutes left here yet. 888-677-9673 is our phone number. And just a quick reminder, Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Frank's Antiques is open Tuesday, Friday, Saturday from noon until 5:30 p.m. And Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road in the center of North Royalton. And, of course, we're also brought to you by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, the home of the homemade pizza. East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights is located at 4889 Turney Road across from the high school. And you can call East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. mention Live with Pastor Al, and you can get a medium one-topping pizza for $5. East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, 4889 Turney Road across from the high school. Pick up or delivery at 216-341-9100. Well, talking about doctrine again, and looking at John chapter 3, where Jesus explains the doctrine of being born again, the doctrine of salvation, to a religious leader of his days, Nicodemus, one of the top Pharisees. And Jesus says in John 3, verse 5, except a man be born of, in verse 3, except I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. See, Nicodemus did not understand. And so what Jesus now begins to do is teach him a basic doctrine. And this is why I just can't understand why people are afraid of the word doctrine. Doctrine is important. And doctrine is what Jesus is going to begin, is relating to Nicodemus here. He says in verse 5, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And of course, Nicodemus is still struggling with this. And Jesus continues, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. See, he's explaining we need a spiritual birth. We had a physical birth. We need to be born again. And Jesus is explaining this to Nicodemus. Nicodemus says in verse 9, how can these things be? He was thinking, how can a man have a second physical birth? And that's, you cannot have a second physical birth. He had said previously, can he enter a second time his mother's womb and be born? No, Jesus explains this. How can these things be? Jesus says in verse 11, I say unto thee, we speak that which we know and testify that which you have seen. You heard not our witness. If I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And so he begins to explain more about the doctrine of salvation. But here's the thing just with that born again portion real quick. I'm going to run out of time before we can go much further with this. But we experience a physical birth. That's the born of the water. The water breaks before the child is born. The child is in a membrane that's got a water fluid in it. That protects a child and helps take care of its needs while it's in the mother's womb. Before it's born, the water breaks. So the physical birth is referred to as the born of water. We had a first birth. Then we need to be in receiving a second birth, a spiritual birth, because we're spiritually dead. And that's what Jesus was explaining. We need a new birth. That's why Paul told in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that all things become new. We become a new creature in Christ. And then he began to explain how that Jesus Christ was lifted up on the cross. And that, of course, leads to John 3:16, and I'm going to go to verse 15 first, where it says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Then verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And then here's what he says in verse 18. It's very important we understand the doctrine of salvation. He that believeth on him is not condemned. When we put our faith and our trust in Christ as our Savior, we're born again. We have that second birth, that spiritual birth. We become a new creature in Christ. Our sins are forgiven. But he that believeth not is condemned already. And that's very important to the doctrine of salvation. We need to know we're already under condemnation. People say, what's the unforgivable sin? It's unbelief. That's what it is. Because if you do not put your faith in Christ as your Savior, you're condemned already. because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Well, we're running out of time here this afternoon, and I just want to encourage you. Why don't you come out and visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Information will be given. Or find another good independent Bible-believing Baptist church. The program to follow us with Pastor Rusnacko and the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, a great church. The program that preceded us, Pastor John Lutz, and North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, another good church, and we'll be more than happy. Visit us for our Friday night Bible study. We study doctrine. I think you'll enjoy it. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 12.